With a 40-year reunion on the horizon, the first graduates from Foothills Composite High School are looking back to their high school days. The school opened in 1984, with room for 1,100 students and programs that weren't available anywhere else in the area. About 750 kids were expected to enroll that first year, according to a Western Wheel article printed before the school opened. Class of 1985 grad Teresa Cole said it was an exciting time to be a teenager. Students from communities outside of Okotoks, like High River, Black Diamond or Turner Valley, could go to the new school, Cole said. It was a chance to meet other students that you might not have met, she said. If there was a downside, it was that making friends with kids from High River led to higher phone bills for parents. Phone calls between the two communities were long distance in the 80s. Say you had a boyfriend or girlfriend in High River, you'd get into trouble because you'd be using long distance, and your parents would get this phone bill, Cole said. Despite moving to Invermere, BC, Cole has stayed in touch with some of her classmates and is helping organize a class reunion at the end of August. I've tried to reach out to as many people as I can, she said. The new high school was the first in the division to offer vocational and trades programs, in addition to academic courses and business education. The population of Okotoks was about 5,700 people at the time. All the trades were there, Cole said. It was beneficial for students that needed that. She took cosmetology in grade 12 and is still in that field. We called it beauty culture then, she said. It was the hairdressing course, and I'm still doing that today. The school's business program was cutting edge and had brand new computers, but Cole remembers thinking the machines were just another fad. I said, well, I'll never use a computer, but that wasn't the case, she said. Today, the Foothills Composite High School, Alberta High School of Fine Arts teaches academics, arts, athletics, career and technology instruction, and French immersion. The school's team name, the Falcons, was chosen by the school's first students. Cole remembers a vibrant social scene and said there was a strong sense of belonging at the school. Everybody just got along, no matter what group they were in, she said. She recalls watching high school football games, cheering for the local hockey teams and attending a lot of school dances. Okotoks didn't have a movie theater then, so people went to Calgary to see the latest films. We'd go to the drive-in movie theater, pack everybody in the car, Cole said. The reunion is planned for August 30th on an acreage outside of Okotoks.